Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Psychic Reading Sunday, huh? This is your host, Linus. Thank you for joining us today on Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. I will be going in there periodically to check to see if you've got any questions for me. And also, new psychic reading all this month of June, the ninth caller will receive a free one-hour reading from me, valued at $60. So I'm telling you, you want to be that ninth caller when you call in and get a free reading from me. It's worth it. And if you're really good, Brenda might come on and read with me, where you have not only your psychic but your numerologist and psychologist on. So anyway, just to let you know, and again, that phone number is area code 646-727-2914, and you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with your host, Linus. So, you know, always as I start, I begin with a prayer, and then we'll go into it. So, dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. And now our show can begin. Now, announcements. There were birthdays this week. Laura, happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Sandy Kay. Happy birthday to Gail. Saturday was Yvonne's birthday. Yesterday, my girlfriend in New York. So be sure and say happy birthday to her as well. Let me see. And was there anything else? No, I think that's about all the announcements that I have for right now. So since there are not any callers on the line at this time, I want to discuss something that I don't know if you all are aware of it, and it's called awareness. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that, since we're still in Mercury retrograde until July 1st. So remember, just to a reminder, communications, vehicle problems, electronical computers can have problems during this time period of 3 weeks. So just take note of it. Don't get mad at your loved one when maybe any other time you wouldn't have got that mad. It's just we're in this period where Mercury is going backwards. Also, just to let you know, Jupiter is in Cancer right now while we're in the latter half of this Mercury retrograde. And Cancer, you know, is a very nurturing sign. So just, you know, think about that We're in Mercury retrograde. Don't buy any big ticket items, folks. It will not work out. Don't move into a new place, apartment or house. It will not work out, okay? Unless it's something you've been dealing with for the last couple of months, go ahead. Yes, it's good to go. If not, back up. Don't do it, okay? Also, just a reminder to the listening audience, you know, Pride Week is coming up, and I believe it's next week. And for Seattle folks, your parade is the 29th of June. That is next Sunday. So mark your calendars. Pride Parade is downtown Seattle out of 4th Avenue, if I'm not mistaken, 4th or 5th Avenue. So anyway, just a reminder. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about awareness and core concepts. True teaching is not a process by which you learn, but by which you are caused to remember. There is nothing here that is new to you. Your soul is being startled by none of this. True teaching, folks, is never a process of putting knowledge in, but of drawing knowledge out. The real master knows he has no greater knowledge than the student, only a greater memory. You say you wanted to know how to apply in the real world and everyday life as practical functioning truth, which you have found in our conversations to be of value. I am suggesting ways in which you may accomplish that. I am helping you get what you want. This is what it means to have a friendship with God. So, we're in awareness, the core concepts. Awareness is a state of being in which you may choose to live. It means to be awake to the moment. I'm going to repeat that. Good lessons today. Awareness is a state of being in which you may choose to live. It means to be awake to the moment. It is about being keenly observant about what is so and why, about what is occurring and why, and about what can cause it not to occur and why, about all the possible and the most possible outcomes of any choice or action and what makes them possible and probable. So, to live in awareness, y'all, you need to pretend that you do not know. When you live in awareness, it's almost like you know better than put your hand on that burner, because you know if you do, that's awareness. You're going to burn your hand, right? So awareness is for you to remember things and to work within that realm. So remember, I told you that these appear to be those who know, but who pretend that they do not know. Awareness is about being aware, folks, and being aware that you are aware. It's about being aware that you are aware that you are aware about being aware. I know that sounds confusing, huh? That you're aware, that you're aware, that you're aware. Awareness has many levels, okay? Awareness is about being aware of the level of awareness of which you are aware. And it is about being aware that there is no level of awareness of which you cannot be aware if you are aware of that. Now, I want to just throw this in. Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, she's a Reiki master. So her awareness has went up several levels of what she can accomplish and do for the human being. Okay. When you live a life of awareness, you no longer do things unconsciously. You cannot, because you are aware that you are doing something unconsciously, and that, of course, means you are doing it unconsciously. It is not difficult living a life of awareness where you are aware and that it is not difficult. Awareness feeds on itself. When you are unaware of awareness, then you cannot know what it is like. You do not even know that you do not know. You have forgotten. You really do know, but you have forgotten that you know. And so you might as well not know it at all. That is why remembering is so important. because I'm a psychic, I'm going to speak about this. I wasn't aware of my ability or what I could do. I guess because I didn't remember. Remembering would bring me into awareness to know that I know, as they say, and you know that you know that you know. Well, it wasn't until I, at the age of 40, that I realized my awareness, my remembering, that I started broadening my understanding of psychic abilities and type of psychic abilities, because just as awareness can be several levels, so can your abilities of the unknown. So it is not difficult to live a life of awareness when you are aware that it's not difficult. That is what I am here to do. I am here to help you remember. This is what friends are for. It is what you're doing, too, in the life of another, in the life of all others. You are here to help others remember. This is remembering. This is something you have forgotten. Once you have been made to remember, you are brought back to awareness. Once you have come back to awareness, you begin to become aware of your awareness, and you're aware that you are aware. Awareness is about noticing the moment. It is about stopping, looking, listening, feeling, experiencing fully what is happening. It is a meditation, folks. Awareness turns everything into a meditation. Washing dishes, making love, cutting the grass, saying a word out loud to another, all becomes meditation. What am I doing? How am I doing this? What am I doing this? Why am I doing this? What am I being while I am doing this? Why am I being this while I am doing this? Okay, I'm going to stop here and give some examples. When you remember it in your awareness, say, for instance, a good example of marriage. Yesterday on Time and Love, Lydia discussed love and marriage. I missed the show, but I know it was excellent. I would advise you to go back to the essenceofsuccess.com website and listen to her show. But anyway, what I wanted to say is in a marriage of awareness, when you began, you both did things and you enjoyed each other. You did this, you did that, and then maybe one day you decided, well, I don't feel like cooking dinner this evening. I'm, you know, pretty beat. You're going to, you know, you tell your husband he's going to have to go for himself. But his awareness is that, but you always do this. That's what I'm aware of when I come home. Dinner is ready and on the table. So through your awareness, now remember I said level, but through your awareness you forgot. You began this for him to see. And now you don't feel like doing it. It's kind of like older folks have this saying, don't write a check that you can't cash. And they usually meant that by your mouth. So if you said something out of left field, don't write a check that you know you can't cash. But anyway, that's your awareness. That's one example. Awareness also, maybe you don't, and you don't realize this, some people that don't have children, they're like, oh, well, maybe I want children, but I don't know if I could be a good mother or this and that, or maybe their career is more important. Their awareness may not be to have kids, but their awareness is to be a very good aunt, a very good godmother, or something like that. So their awareness has got to remember, maybe you didn't always have children, but you were always helpful to children. Your awareness is that you love kids, that you could be the very best at whatever that you did regarding children. And there you go. So, oh, hi, Melanie. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. So, anyway, but your that's an awareness, is that just because today you may say, no, you know, I don't think I'd be a good parent or I don't want kids, your awareness of remembering might tell you that, yeah, you could be a good mother or a good aunt or whatever, but you have got to go back and remember that you have this ability and the skill because sometimes people don't even realize that you have it. It's not an impossibility. That's why I don't like the word can't, because you don't know until you try. And when you try, you might outdo yourself. I'm like, wow, I'm surprised at myself. I actually accomplished that project, you know, whatever that was, and you might have thought you couldn't do it, but your awareness would have told you that you could do it with hands down. So, okay, this is remembering. I want you to think back and remember. Don't think that certain things you can't do. Your awareness, if you just go into that mode for a minute, you will think that, hey, maybe I can do it. I used to say, tell people, just try. You know, if you haven't done something before, don't say can't. Just try it. It's like giving a kid some food and they're like, oh, I don't like that. It doesn't look good, blah, blah, blah. And we always tell them, well, just try, honey. Just try a piece of it. If you don't like it, that's fine, but at least you know. Well, in awareness, you don't have to try. It's there. You just need to remember that you have the ability to do that. So it's like me being a psychic. I didn't know I could be a psychic, or I was a psychic, or I shouldn't say trying to be. It was with me when I was born. I was blessed with this ability, but I had to remember the ability that I had. So through living in other people, things started coming to me. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, you just kind of like, I'll tell you, awareness also is like deja vu. When you think that, just say for example, say you met someone and you just started a really nice relationship, maybe a girlfriend or guy, and you say to yourself, you know, I just feel like I've known this person for years that they've been in my life. Your awareness should take you to remembering, and you'll realize you have met this person before, but maybe not in this lifetime and this moment, but you're remembering there's something there that you two are connecting. There's an awareness there that the two of you are connecting. So that's one way. Deja vu is just another level, but that's one way of an awareness, you know. Hey, you might be around some of your relatives, your cousins, or nieces and nephews. You know, they're just like they're my kid. Then with your relatives' kids, you just feel like, you know what, they're my kid. Well, maybe in your remembrance of awareness, hey, in another lifetime, maybe that was your child. And you still have that attachment in this lifetime, but only it's different because the child is not with you, it's with somebody else. But something there, you got to go into your remembrance to bring out the awareness that you two are hooked up together. Huh? All right. Okay, going on. Awareness is moving to the level of the unobserved observer. You are watching yourself, and then you are watching yourself watch yourself, and then you are watching yourself watch yourself watching yourself. Finally, there's no one watching you watch yourself. And you know why? Because you have become an unobserved observer. This is full awareness. It is easy. It is not as difficult or as complicated as it sounds. It's about stopping, looking, listening, feeling. It is about knowing and knowing that you know that you know. It is about ending the pretense. Now that you are really tending to business, you are tending to yourself. In the past, you were doing what you did because you were tending. You could call that pretending. So, and the guy tells God, he says, well, that's remarkable. I have never heard anything like this. Yes, you have. That is what the Buddha taught. That is what Krishna taught. This is what Jesus taught. This is what every master who ever lived and who lives now has ever taught. There is nothing new here. There is nothing that is startling your soul. When you stop pretending, you become totally honest. Honesty is the second tool. Honesty is about saying first to yourself, then to others, what it is of which you are aware. Honesty is what you stand for. You are no longer taking things lying down, but standing for something. You have been noticed that you cannot stand for something until you stop lying all around. This is why it is said when you are totally honest, you are truly upstanding. So the two words stand in interesting juxtaposition to each other. To be totally visible is to be utterly transparent. That is, people can see right through you. There are no hidden agendas. The more visible you become, the more transparent you are. So, interesting, huh? To be aware of what you have done and then be honest about it. Be honest about the outcomes you know very well that you have produced. Then choose to take responsibility for them, please. This is the third tool. It is a sign of great maturity, great spiritual growth. You will never want to do this. However, as long as your society equates responsibility with punishment, too often in the past, taking responsibility has meant taking a fall. But responsibility does not mean guilt. Rather, it means a willingness to do whatever you can to make the outcomes you produce the best that they can possibly be. All right. Now, with that, I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and I shall return. And you know what? Oh, by the way, happy summer solstice, everybody. My God, I almost forgot. Happy summer solstice. It was so beautiful yesterday. I hope folks got outside. It was actually gorgeous. And for us here in Washington State today, it is very, very nice. Very nice. I'm even contemplating barbecuing for dinner this evening. But anyway, okay, folks, hold on. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. You're listening to Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Hold on, down on Broadway, don't try to find your name.
All right, and you're back with Psychic Readings with your host, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Excuse me. And thank you again for joining me today. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. I will be going in there periodically to check on you. So anyway, okay, so now I would like to talk a little bit about love. Hi, Lydia. Nina. How are you?
Hi, I'm here. So I'm in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about love and giving somebody freedom and then back to love. So first thing I want to say is, of course, you can only receive another's love in the way that you give them yours. They can love you their way as long as they want. You can only receive it in your way. You cannot experience what you do not allow others to experience. So now I'm going to discuss a little bit out of Conversations with God, where he asks a question about this love and freedom. I am saying that you need nothing that then you can, I am saying that what does not work in highly evolved relationships is lying about anything. I am saying that lying is lying, whether it is by commission or omission. And I am saying that once the whole truth is told, your decision about whether you can love a person who has love or is now loving another is ultimately based on what you declare to be your most appropriate and comfortable form of relationship, and that this will be based in most cases on what you imagine that you need from another person in order to be happy. Now, I am saying that if you need nothing, then you can love another unconditionally without any limitations whatsoever. You can grant them total freedom. And he asks, yes, but then you wouldn't be in a life partnership with them. God answers, you wouldn't unless you would mastery is reached. When this becomes a decision and a choice based on what is true for you rather than what someone else has told you ought to be true or on what your society has established as its current convention around life partnerships or on what you feel others may think of you. Masters give themselves the freedom to make any choice they wish. Give those they love the same freedom. Freedom is a basic concept and construct of life everywhere because freedom is the basic nature of God. All systems which reduce, restrict, impinge upon, or eliminate freedom in any way are systems which work against life itself. I know y'all probably got 1,000 examples there. Me too. Freedom is not the goal of the human soul, but its very nature. By nature, the soul is free. Lack of freedom is, therefore, a violation of the very nature of the soul. Is in truly enlightened societies, freedom is not recognized as a right, but as a fact. It is something that is rather than something that is given. Freedom is not granted, but rather taken for granted. What is observable in enlightened society is that all beings are free to love each other and to express and demonstrate that love to each other in whatever ways is authentic and true and appropriate to the moment. The people who decide what is appropriate to the moment are the people doing the loving. There are no laws. There are no laws of government, societal taboos, religious restrictions, psychological barriers, Brenda, tribal customs or unspoken rules and regulations regarding who, when, where, and how one may love and who, when, where, and how one may not. That is quite interesting. What if I am a third party and I don't think that what two other people have decided is loving and is very loving toward me? God's answer to them is, then you must tell the other parties how you feel about it, what your truth is, and depending upon how they respond to your truth, you can decide what changes, if any, you wish to make in the form of your relationship with them. Oh, my God, do we not do this every day? But sometimes, as a cliche says, people will throw their rock and hide their hand. Interesting. But what if it's not all that easy? What if I need them? The less you need from someone, the more you can love them. I'll repeat that. The less you need from someone, the more you can love them. How can you need nothing from someone you love, you say? By loving them not for what they can give you, but simply for who they are. By loving them not for what they can give you, but simply for who they are. But then they could walk all over you. Loving another does not mean that you must stop loving yourself. Loving another does not mean that you must stop loving yourself. I just want to say something here. Because some people, when they're in relationships, I don't care if it's a couple or two girlfriends or two guys. So good. Something happens and you feel like, okay, well, they don't love me. They're just here to use me or blah, 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 blah. So I guess I'm not who they thought they were, or I didn't live up to their expectations. That's how they feel. That doesn't mean you have to stop loving who you are. Just because they don't love you in the way that you want to be loved or feel or expectations, whatever, does not mean for you to stop loving you. That's just how they feel. You can still love you and not make yourself feel like you are any less. You need to be loved 150% like anybody else. But I know sometimes in life people feel like you're less. And so then you start to think, second guess about yourself. Don't ever stop loving yourself. You know, people would think you're conceited when they say, I look good, I smell good, taste good, this is me who I am, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, that may sound conceited. But you know what, folks? If you don't start with you, how can you go to the next person? So you got to be authentic. Is that it? To you? That you love yourself no matter what. No matter what that comes upon you, you're going to continue to love you. Because when you're not loving you, you're letting yourself fall into depression, toxic diseases, and all this. Because when you're loving you, everything is going fine, right? When you love you. And I tell people sometimes, you're not loving you just by looking at you, I can tell. You're hurting. You're not loving this person who you are. You know, whether it's, you're rushing around like crazy or trying to do three or four, we say multitasking, I'll put it like that. People are multitasking and, you know, you get kind of burnt out. Yeah, because you're not loving yourself first. Love you. You know what you're capable of doing. If you put yourself outside of your capabilities, then why did you do that? You're not loving you. You're doing something now that, yeah, you're trying your best, but is that really you? Are you being your authentic self? You know, don't let other people, as we say, joy suckers, take away your love. Love you, because I do believe when you love yourself, everything else is just a bonus. It just comes to you. Even you single women out there that maybe have been in bad relationships with men, start loving yourself. The relationship didn't work. You know what I say? Hey, thank you, because you just showed me this is not what I needed in my life. You know, so I experienced something, and I experienced it for the good to know that's not my best. The best is yet to come. So you continue to love yourself. I mean, sure, there's times that I realize we're human beings, you know, you got your good days and your bad days, but actually there should never be a bad day. Every day is a good day, because when you love yourself, the world is loving you too. So that's one thing. And also with young people, when you're in your little relationships with the, I know you guys have peer pressure and stuff like that, just love each other. Love yourself, but as young, love each other. I don't expect you to be on our level as mature adults. But, you know, instead of peer pressure, talking about the other thing, you know what? Because I love me, I see that this person, you know, may not have the best hairstyle or the best clothing on, but because I love me, my love for me, I want this person to feel just as good as I do, or either look just as good if it's nothing, but maybe compliment them and say, you know, I shop at this store. You might want to try, you know, you might see something cute like I did or blah, blah, blah. But the love for you, you're showing love for this other young person than to put them down or to bully them. And I do believe that, too. A lot of young guys and girls are bad, too. Bullies are just people that don't love their self. And the inaccuracies in their self, they're taking it out to the people at the moment in front of them. So, I'm sorry, we got a call. Let me take the call here. Area code 914, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Kathy. I just wanted to ask you a question. I was in a relationship for the past 2 years, and it's kind of come to a close. I'm wondering, do you see this reopening, or what do you see in regard to this relationship?
Okay, can I have the first name of the gentleman, just the first name?
Yes, Rick.
Rick, okay. Okay, let's see. Well, the first thing I felt, Kathy, was a nervousness.
The first thing, what, say that again, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said the first thing that I felt was nervousness around this man.
Yes.
He's kind of arrogant and strong-willed. It's his way or the highway.
Yes.
Wow. He's not too giving. I mean, giving as far as, okay, things were said, giving my understanding, let me take this back. But instead, it's, I'll put it like this, not giving. He's not very vulnerable.
Right,
okay,
right.
That's what I'm picking up. He's not vulnerable where if something's bothering him and you and him are in a conversation and maybe it would bring tears not only to your eyes but to his, he would rather not show you that vulnerability. It's just like, yeah, well, that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, really? Well, did you want to talk about it or, you know, no. So, yeah, he's a man that needs, and I was just talking about in the show, he's a man that needs to learn how to love himself, forgive himself. I see some issues he's dealing with in his past that he can't let go. He's almost holding on to it like a dog with a fresh piece of meat.
Yes,
so
you're right.
He needs to first forgive himself, regardless of the person, what happened, forgive yourself and then forgive them. Whether he ever sees those people anymore in life or deals with them on a daily basis, and then love itself, and his life will change, but it's not going to change until he accepts what is. You can't keep running from things. It just gets worse and worse. So until he accepts what is and say, you know what, God, this is it. I can't take it no more. Show me how I can be a better person, or what do I need to change in my life that I'm doing wrong, you know, so... I don't see him as a totally bad person, but it's some things in his life that are very, very strong that he needs to change. He will never be in a good relationship. I'm going to tell you, whatever relationship he's in, he's going to make the person nervous and uneasy because he's uneasy and nervous with himself because he doesn't love himself. You know, so your relationship has ended, so be it. That's good.
Right.
It's good for him. You're helping him to not be disabled. You're actually helping him to be enabled by going out and finding himself and making these changes. So not just you, but any woman out there, he can be true to himself and to the next woman.
Yeah, so that's, so, that, I mean, I've tried and tried and tried, but I think that's the right, I think I've made the right decision not to enable him anymore. You know, he's got to look at the man in the mirror at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's
yes,
how,
Kathy,
that's
you
how.
Made a good decision. Your decision
yeah.
to not see him actually helps him. So,
well, yeah,
yeah,
that's kind of that's really what I think too. I mean, I was trying to, you know, just, you know, he had lost his wife, and I was just trying to help him through a difficult time, and you know, we seemed to get along. But he's very, very set, and
in his
ways.
You
know, yeah, very set in his ways, and I'm just tired of walking on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for
so,
the validation.
Now on a happy note, do you see anybody in the future for me?
Okay, let's see what's up for Kathy.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, right now I see like a rainbow around you and just flowers. The flowers are around you in a circle. Oh, my goodness. You got a good spirit, honey, because the
yeah.
flowers are in a circle. You're standing in the center, and I see this. It's a flower bed all the way around you, circling. That's beautiful. Flowers is very good energy, and flowers make you feel loving and happy and sunshine. So
yeah.
you got a very good spirit. Well, I'm getting bandits. Why am I getting a B? I'm trying to ask about. You're going to a concert or something. This band is playing. That's what it is. And it looks like an outdoor concert. It's not something where you get tickets to go into a theater or auditorium. You're outdoors. And it's really nice.
Say that again.
I see you outdoors at a concert, and there's a band, of course, and you meet somebody. Because I see you're sitting on the grass and you got your little picnic or sandwich stuff there, and there's another lady with you. She's a little bit slender. Must be a good friend of yours. She's blonde, grayish blonde, but she's a little bit slender. She's not skinny. And she's with you. And this guy happens to just walking by, and he accidentally steps on something you guys got on your blanket. I don't know. It's something little. It almost looks like it would be a prune or a nut or something. Anyway, he tells you, excuse me, and this is how the relationship, the communication strikes up in the beginning.
Well, because, you know, I talk to everybody. That's the way I am. I'm very...
Okay.
So
yeah,
it wouldn't take much.
You're a charismatic individual. I understand that. You're very outgoing, too. But I'm just saying that you're at an outdoor concert. This is where you're going to meet the next man that's coming in your life. And it'll be a fluke. Yes, it will be a fluke. Like I said, and another girlfriend is with you, and he's walking by and accidentally steps on something you guys got on your little blanket, and you know, he says, oh, excuse me, or I'm sorry, and that's when the conversation starts, because you look up at him, and you're like, oh, that's okay. You know, accidents happen, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, that
would
be me. That's
how you're going
to
meet him.
That's no big deal.
Okay, well, that's how you are going to meet your next guy, at an outdoor concert. So,
that sounds good. Well, listen, you know, when you said outdoor concert and you said B, I was thinking maybe this has something to do with my son. He's a baseball player. What do you see for him?
Oh, because I said, yeah, like a concert. Well, if you're at one of his games and you're sitting out there in the grass, hello, take a girlfriend with you because I see two of you.
Really?
That could be it. Yep, but you're sitting in the grass. It's nice. I can see you in the grass with the blanket and the other lady, and it's just beautiful. It is a absolutely gorgeous day. You know, and you
yes,
got your little sandwiches or juice or something there, you know, and like I said, people are walking by, but this guy steps on something by accident. And that begins the conversation.
Well, you know something? You sound like my kind of girl. I think we'd
well,
have a good
so
together. You know how you just know things?
I've just been blessed. I've been blessed. I'll just put it to you like this. I died three times before the age of nine. After the third time,
really?
When I came back, yeah, just instances in my life with health or whatever. But the third time when I came back with this gift. So I guess there's a reason for everything that happens in our lives. Like I say, sometimes it's not meant. It evidently wasn't meant for me to leave this earth. God had something else planned for me, so I'm still here, 65 strong and going well.
Oh, God, we're the same age. Well, you know, I've said to people recently, I said, you know, all my life I've thought that, Kathy, when are you going to grow up? Are you immature? No, it's not immaturity. I don't know what it is. It's just that he blessed me with this inner joy that keeps rising to the surface, keeps rising up. I mean, now I understand it. I recognize it. But, yeah, that's been going on all my life.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, you're one of God's angels, too. Don't cut yourself short.
Yeah.
What you're spreading is the love of loves. So you're doing good.
Yeah.
I call, people say God or creator or whatever. I call it love because love to me is the most powerful energy in this universe.
Oh, it is.
When you can love totally and unconditionally anybody, anything, dog, cat, animal, whatever that comes within your moment in time, baby, that's powerful. That is powerful. And I'm just working to get there one day to be that powerful.
Well,
that even when somebody step on your toes, you just say, thank you, have a good day. That's a strong love. That is strong. And I hope to get there.
I'll tell you something. Something happened yesterday. A friend asked me to volunteer. And I said, oh, sure. You know, so I went there and I'm volunteering. I'm making these little paper flowers and everything. So this. And there was a young fellow. I said, now, oh, here, listen, perfect. I said, can you just put these up on the lattice work? You just, you know, twist the pipe cleaner. Well, there was a woman sitting there at the table, and she says, no. She says, just stick them in there. So and then somebody else says, well, why would you do that? They're going to fall out. Well, normally I would try to work my way through this, but you know what I did? I just said, you know what? I guess I'm done here. I guess my job is done. I've made enough flowers.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I love you too.
Yeah, I love you too. And I guess I'm done. And like, it felt so good just to be free to be able to like, it's okay. I gotta go now. You know, I would have stayed. I would have made some more flowers. But, you know, she really didn't even like them that much either. She didn't like my flowers.
You must be pretty good because, like I say, I saw flowers. You standing in a circle, and flowers were all around you, so you just validated that for me.
Well,
see?
I was.
Flowers is your beauty. Huh?
Yeah. Say again?
I was saying flowers is your beauty.
Yeah, I love flowers.
That is
love
part
flowers,
of your beauty is flowers,
watch,
yes.
Yeah, I love to watch them grow, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I get a new plant, it's like I'm bringing home another baby.
Oh, see? That's why I saw flowers all around you. Are you a horticulturist or just a person that loves the land and doing good things? Because you're good at it.
Yeah, I just love the flowers. And I do love flowers, and I'm loving my life. And
I gotta ask you, Kathy. Do you name your flowers? I do that when I buy plants. Sometimes I give them names. Do you do that?
Well, I haven't given them names, but I'll tell you what. I do look at them very, very closely, and they simply bring me joy. And because I see every single day, I see the changes in them, and I see them growing, and it is just beautiful, just beautiful.
Oh,
it's just a wonderful experience.
That's wonderful. I'm happy for you.
I am happy
for you. You're on the good path, woman. You're on the good path. Of course you're going to be blessed with men and many more friends. I mean, you just, your awareness is great. You're out there, man. You're loving. That's all that we need to do is just love each other and things will come. So, yeah, you're just a bonus jumping all around. When people come into your realm, it's a bonus. It is.
Yeah.
When they meet
true.
You and get to know you. Not for you, for them. It's a bonus when they meet you.
Yeah, I try. I guess if what my thing is I would want to, when people see me, that they see an oasis free from strife, and they see somebody that is going to make them smile and make them feel good about who they are. And
Amen.
And always leave a smile and tell a little joke, something funny. Just, yeah, because we're living and we're breathing.
Amen. Amen. Kathy, I'm so glad you called. I really enjoyed it. You call back again and let me know how you do with that baseball game or community event.
Whatever it is.
Yes, because it's definitely coming up pretty quick, too. I would say by around the first week of July. Surprise.
I'm going to tell you something. The other thing that keeps coming to my mind, you know, my son is on the verge. He's on the cusp of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
He's right there. I wonder if that's what it is, too.
Well, could be at one of his games, or like I said, a community event.
Yeah, it's
outside.
Held outside
because I saw like a band. Well, look, I said band. Maybe it's baseball, but it is outside, and you are in the grass. You're enjoying. You're just enjoying. You and your girlfriend enjoying, and like I say, and then this guy comes by, so just watch.
I
as
am.
People
I'm
pass
gonna,
back
I'm,
and
you
forth.
Know I'm going to be watching all over the place for this.
Yeah, well, he's a tall man, and he's got salt and pepper hair, and he's tall.
Oh, really?
Medium
big.
Yes, he's tall. He's probably, in fact, he looks kind of odd. He can be 6'2 to 6'5.
Perfect.
So he can look a little odd. But anyway, yep, salt and pepper hair, tall, and medium built. Medium built man.
Well, sounds,
and you know what? He's got a
good.
Jovial personality. I just see that.
Oh, really?
You know, happy. Happy personality.
Oh, that's what I want. I want happy.
And you will
I want
receive
happy.
It. And you will receive it.
That's it. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm looking for. But you know something? I just got to tell you, I thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And as you know, things don't happen by mistake. And I can feel the joy of your energy. And that's such an affirmation for me. And it's just wonderful. It's wonderful to meet people that make me feel the way I feel right now.
Wonderful. I'm glad. Thank you, too. It works both ways. Thank you. For sharing part of you. You know, I know you called in for a reading, but thank you for sharing you, you know.
Listen, I got to tell you one quick last story.
Okay.
I take care of a little handicapped girl. She's got Down syndrome, right? So
mm-hmm.
anyway, she's telling her sister. Now, her sister's cared for her all her life, the parents. And she says, oh, Kathy, she says, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you're here with me and everything. So I say to her, I say, listen, now, you know, it works both ways. I now finally have a new coloring partner and a word search partner.
Oh, don't make me cry. You have Brenda on there. That is
we
so special.
We do word search together.
Oh, that is so precious.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Honey.
That's what I told her.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I told her. I said, now listen, I'm happy too. You're making me happy because I got a coloring friend now.
That is so beautiful. You got the love, honey. You got the beautiful spirit look. Things are just, your life, things are just unfolding in such a beautiful way. That's probably why I saw these flowers, just beauty all around you. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
it is. It
You're
is.
A blessed person, honey. You're
well,
very
thank
blessed.
You.
Yeah, but well, it's because of you and who you are.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And I'm grateful that he brings this spirit into me. It's just that he brings his spirit into me. I can feel it.
That's right. It's the love. It's the love.
It's all about the love.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
well, Kathy,
I send you my love, and I send anybody who's listening, I send them my love.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much, and thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful, wonderful week. I know you are. And be blessed in all that you do, which I'm sure you are.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are most welcome, Kathy. Thank you. Okay, well, we're coming to the close of the hour, and I just want to give the week schedule right quick. If Nina will come on board with me. So
I am on board.
Tomorrow is L&B Empowerment at 7 p.m., and they're doing a series, so tomorrow's show, Nina?
It's Illuminating the Man Cave with Sensitivity, and that is part two of our three-part series. The first part was about the women. This part is about the man. And then the next part, the following week, will be about bringing the two together and romance.
Okay. And then on Tuesday is Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda, and it comes on at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I don't know. Do you know, Nina?
Yes, I do. The brilliance of volunteering. Anybody that's ever
that's
volunteered
right.
their time, yeah, come on in and talk to us about it.
That's right. All right. And Wednesday is, you know, and let me back up for a minute. Volunteering is really good. I've done it a lot, ma'am. I think partially is because of my children that helped me to want to go volunteer and do things, you know. But
exactly,
it's satisfying. I don't know.
Yes,
I just,
it is.
To me, it was just satisfying. It was just like, man, it feels so good doing it. It was nothing. It just wow. I don't know, but Brenda's show, I know, will bring all this out even more so, but. Folks, whether it like Kathy, she works with a child that was just on, Nina has children every day, whatever that it is, just, you know, maybe take a time out and give an hour or 2 hours a week, whether it's to the elderly or to the children or maybe somebody that's mid-range, you know, but do some volunteering. I mean, you will feel good. Jesus, there's just no way you can feel bad about volunteering. That's just me, but I think it's a very good thing. Okay, now Wednesday is in the studio with Linus at 7 p.m., and we do entertainment news, news of the weird. We got to be a little kooky, and sports report, so we'll see how the world soccer games are going. Hot topic is usually what's happening this week. We're going to talk about it. Thursday is Filmcology with Brenda at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And, God, I can't remember. Nina, what's her?
It's Baby Boom.
Yeah.
It's Baby Boom.
It.
Yeah. A good, good movie. A lot to think about because of the way she was treated, but it is a really awesome movie. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, watch it. And if you have, join us, please, and talk about it.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And with all the shows, please do join in. Every day there's a different type of show and something to learn and something to be empowered by. Hello. Okay, and then Friday is Friday Traffic Jams with Linus. It's at 5 p.m. And it just depends on the mood I'm in. Last Friday, I was in a disco mood, dancing and being silly as I wanted to be. So I don't know. I may slow it down a little bit this week. We'll just see. But anyway, and Saturday is Time to Love with Miss Lydia at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And what is Lydia discussing this Saturday?
She's interviewing a lady called Chrissy Vales. Now, unfortunately, I don't know too much about Chrissy, but I will find out before tomorrow night and let you all know what what the scoop is on Chrissy Vales. But she's got to be a loving person, because otherwise Lydia wouldn't have her on the show. So stay tuned to that.
Yes,
and
yes. And
that wraps us up for the week.
Okay. And also, Nina is the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, so she has I'll let her give you that right quick, her web address. So if you have any questions or whatever, Nina's the person you want to talk to. She's on it, and she's way better than me. So anyway, Nina, what is your web address?
the web address is lmbp2e.com, and you can get a hold of me personally at my email address at Nina, N-I-N-A, dot E-S-S-E-N-C-E, essence, the number 2, S, at gmail.com. So if you have any questions, concerns, or even topics that you would like us to do, please, please, just email me, and I will be glad to review that.
Amen. There you go. Now you have the rest of the story. So remember, next week, y'all, this week as it goes on, remember Monday night, L&B Empowerment at 7 p.m. Tuesday night, Bring Your Own Brilliance, Brenda, at 6. Wednesday, In the Studio with Linus at 7. Filmcology, Thursday night at 6 p.m. with Brenda. And then Friday, Traffic Jams with Linus at 5 p.m. And, of course, Time to Love with Miss Lydia, 2 p.m. on Saturday. Okay, so mark your calendars and also mark the show. And also on Facebook, I almost forgot, on Facebook you'll see L&B Empowerment. They have a page. Brenda has a page, Filmcology. And I have a page, the Essence of Success Network. So please check our Facebook pages as well. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We had a good show, and I hope that we were able to help some folks along the way and just give you a better outlook on things in life. So thank you. Nina, you want to say good night? And I will, too.
I will. I'll say good night, everyone. Have a great week, and we will see you on our next show.
All right. Remember, everybody, hug and kiss, or a smile and a hug, works in any language or any culture. Try and share that this week as you're out and about. Smile goes a long way, and a hug. And thank you again for joining us today on the Essence, on the Psychic Readings with Linus. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye. Open.